Shoshay Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashem Barachem Tzacharem Rachamei Sidkatcha Tamid Gamrem Bet Tetresh Sadi Taf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adatach Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zochrei Kedushatach Yud Gimelamed Pezayim Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmat Yakatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Tzadi Yud Taf. And the last line is said in a whisper. We're reading from the Zohar Parashah Vayera, section 9. These are the heads of their fathers' houses. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananehu. Vayder Adonai El Moshe Ve'el Acharon Ve'yitzavem El Bnei Yisrael Ve'el Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yose Amar, El Bnei Yisrael, Ledabra, Lon Benachat, Kit Kadka, Chazei Ve'el Paro, Le'an Haga, Be Yikar Ve'uk Muha. And Hoshem spoke to Moshe and to Aaron, and gave them a charge to the children of Israel, and to Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Shemot, chapter 6. Rabbi Yose said, the reason it says, and gave them a charge to the children of Israel, is that he commanded to lead them with gentleness, as necessary. And to Pharaoh means treating him with honor. This has already been explained. Verse 83. Amar Rabbi Yose, Amai Samich Haka Ele Rashe Beit Avotam Ela Amarle Kuchabarichu Gabru Lon Livne Yisrael Benachat De Amar Ayan Gimel De Inun Yadve Befulchana Kashya Parochin Malkin Bene Malkin Inun Ugin Kach Ketivele Rashe, Beit Avotam, Ilein di At Hame, Reshe, Beit Ahvahan Inun. Rabbi Yisa said, why did the Torah place close to the verse the paragraphs of, these are the heads of their fathers' houses? He answers, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to him, speak to the children of Israel gently. Because even though they are in hard labor, they are kings, the children of kings. Therefore it is written, these are the heads of their fathers' houses. As he said to him, these that you see are the heads of fathers' houses. Verse 84, Amar Rabbi Chiya Dekulhu La Shakaru Nimusechon Vela It Arvu Ba'ama Achara ileini nun dekaimu, deduktaihu kadisha, vela shakru leit arva, uhu b'mitraye, amar rabit acha, gin leata'a, lemoshe ulacharon, de inun itchazun liapaka, lehu liyisrael ulmala, leparo ulrada le, bechutra begin div kol reshechon, diyisrael ha ishtakach bekav tayhu. Rabbi Chiya said, this is why. These are the heads of their father's houses, is the adjacent verse, to teach that they all did not deny their customs, did not mingle with any other nation. There are those who stood on their holy ground and were not false by mingling with the Egyptians. Excuse me. Rabbi Acha said the reason these are the heads of their father's houses is adjacent is in order to express the lineage of Moshe and Aaron, that they are suitable to take out the children of Israel, to speak to Pharaoh, and to chastise him with the rod. Their equal was not to be found among all the princes of Israel. Tachatev Elazar ben Acharon lakach lo mibnot potileel lo leisha v'teled lo et pinchas ele rashe avot halevi'im v'ki ele rashe v'chahu bilchodo hava ela bagin de pinchas kiem kama alfin v'rivan m'Yisrael v'hu kayem v'rashe avahan ketiv be'ela. Come and see, it is written, and Eleazar, the son of Aaron, took him one of the daughters of Putiel to wife, and she bore him Pinchas. These are the heads of the fathers of the Levites. A verse from Shemot, chapter 6. Yes, why does it say these are the heads in plural? Pinchas was only one. He answers because Pinchas saved so many thousands and tens of thousands of Israel and saved many heads of fathers when he killed Zimri and Cozbi, so the plague was stayed from Israel. Therefore it is written of him, these, in the plural. Tu v'teled lo et Pinchas, ele rashe ovda, dereshe de la ve'e, ishtekach be uma de'inun, ka'u ve'itu kadu, hu ashlim, v'ravach v'hunata, dilchon v'sharya, be tastufka, v'tarvaihu, ovda dereshe de leva'e, ishtekach be Uman ninhu, Nadav v'Avihu, Inun perishu et kaima, Me'atrei v'hu ata, v'chavar lon, v'gin kach ijehiv le yuruta, v'ruach, v'ruta, excuse me, v'rucha don't harvaihu, adkar haka alma de lehevei, Levatar. Another explanation of the passage that says, and she bore Pinchas, these are the heads in plural, because the loss of the heads of the Levites was recovered in him, and he restored whatever they missed and was burned. They earned their priesthood, and the form of both of them dwelt in Pinchas. He asks, you say that the loss of the heads of Levites is found in him. Who are they, he answers. They are Nadav and Avihu. They separated the sign of the covenant from its place, which is Malchut, because they offered a strange fire. And he came and connected them. Therefore the inheritance and the spirit of both of them was given to him. And it is mentioned here in the passage what will occur later on. Therefore it is written by him, these are the heads, in plural. this is a hint also of the whole concept of reincarnation, in that Pinchas is famous in the Torah. The portion of Pinchas is named after him because he killed two people. The head of the tribe of Shimon, Zimri, and a princess of Midian, Cozbi. These two were having sex in front of the congregation in public, and because of his zealousness at this affront to God, he rose up and killed them with a spear. The Midrash then says he died, but the Torah says that he was given the priesthood for eternity because he was born prior to Aaron being named the priest. And therefore it was unclear whether he was included as a priest at that time. But after his actions of zealousness by killing Cozbi and Zimri, he was named a priest. He was given an additional yud for his name, which includes the concept of peace. And the halakha is that if a priest kills, he can no longer participate as a priest. So, even if he became a priest, how could he participate as a priest? And what's explained is that he did die. And as such, he was reborn with three souls, his own, and the soul of Nadav and Avihu, who now had a body and a way of correcting the actions that they did incorrectly by virtue of bringing the foreign fire, which was the incense brought at an incorrect time, and at a time when their father Aaron and their uncle Moshe were alive and had not commanded them to. And before, according to another Midrash, answering a halakhic question in front of their fathers, who were their teachers, which it's forbidden to answer a question in front of your teacher. It's a question your teacher should answer unless he directs you to otherwise. And all of this is hinted at with the word heads by being plural instead of the head of the tribe of Levi. Who are the heads of the tribe of Levi? They are Nadav and Avihu, who would have been the head of the tribe of Levi, serving Hashem as priests, had they not died with the foreign fire, with the strange fire. Verse 87, V'itema amai adkar hatat pinchas ela hachama kudshabarichu le'acharon v'sha'ata de'amar v'eskor et b'riti dizminin tirein b'nohi le'acharon le'achama le'lechai b'rit v'hashta de'kam ashader le'lemitzrayim Ba'ali avra leili acharon dila lemechach bishlichuta da kevan dechama chutshabarichu dekae pinchas lekiem leila chai barit biat re biat kin akima dilchon miyad hu acharon Umoshe Amar Kuchabarihu Hashta Hu Aharon Ihu Aharon Bakadmeta. And if you ask, why is Pinchas mentioned here? After all, the passage came only to impress the lineage of Moshe and Aaron as mentioned. He answers, because the Holy One, blessed be He, saw of Aaron when he said, and I remembered my covenant, sending him to Egypt to take out Israel. He wanted to remove Aaron, not allowing him to go on this mission. But as soon as the Holy One, blessed be He, saw Pinchas standing and sustaining this covenant in the place and repairing the blemish of Nadav and Abihu, immediately the passage says, these are that Aaron and Moshe. Shemot chapter 6. The Holy One, blessed be He, said, now he is Aaron, the original Aaron, as before Nadav and Abihu blemished the covenant, because Pinchas repaired that blemish. And the question is asked, you make a mistake, you do an Avera, you do a sin, it's taught that you distance Hashem from the world. But how can someone else repair your sin? And we come to understand that it was actually Nadav and Abihu being with Pinchas, correcting their own sin. We are taught that the only person who can correct an Avera, correct a mistake, correct a sin, is the soul that did the sin. Or, sometimes it can be a soul from the same root, from within the frame of Adam, Cain, and Abel, which those three represent the similar ones, one shoresh of a root, one shoresh, the souls of Cain and Abel came originally from the right and left shoulders of Adam, and as they're considered part of one root. So all the souls of the world are represented by Adam, Cain, and Abel. And if a soul comes, is incarnated, makes an Avera, that soul has to correct that mistake. But one of his brother souls, souls from the same root, in the same part of the soul of Adam, or the soul of Cain, or the soul of Abel, by being brother and sister souls of that soul that made the mistake, they also can make the correction. Verse 88, Hu Aharon Moshe, Asher Amar Hashem Lachem, Hotziu Et Bnei Yisrael, Meheretz Mitzrayim V'Gomer, Hu Aharon Moshe, Heim Aharon Moshe Mimba'e, Le Ela Achlala Da Beda Rucha B'maya Hu Moshe V'acharon V'achlala Maya Barucha V'alda Ketiv Hu V'lofem. These are that Aaron and Moshe to whom Hashem said, take out the children of Israel from the land of Egypt. He asks, the passage says, these are that. Literally, he is Aaron and Moshe. But it should say, these are Aaron and Moshe. He answers, it is to combine the air, which is Moshe, with water, which is Aaron. And when it says he is Moshe and Aaron, you It is to combine water, which is Aaron, with air, which is Moshe. Moshe is the aspect of air, which is Tiferet of Zeranpin. And Aaron is the aspect of water, which is Chesed of Zeranpin. Therefore, it is written, he is Aaron and Moshe, instead of these are, because they are combined one with the other, as explained. It's amazing how the cosmos deals with issues, and the same essence repeats itself within one's week, because this is the energy of the cosmos. I was studying with somebody today, and we were asking the question, what's the difference between chesed, mercy, and rachamim? And it was trying to be explained that they're the same thing, but they're different. And I truly was not understanding what the difference is. And I still don't. But here we have the same aspect being brought in the Zohar and attempting to explain. And as chariots, Aaron represents the energy of Chesed. Aaron represents the right column. As the high priest, he represents Chesed. As the left column, Moshe represents, well, not really the left column. Moshe represents the Tiferet, is what the Zohar is saying here. But in another frame, Moshe represents Dat, which is not a Sfirot, but is a Sfirot. When Keter is concealed and not counted as a Sfirot, there still are 10 Sfirot. The 10th becomes Dat, which is the restriction, the balancing between right and left of Chokhmah and Bina. And as such, it represents the central column, that of air. So Moshe represents the channel of air, the channel of Dat, while Aaron represents the channel of Chesed. Sometimes in the Torah, Aaron is mentioned first, and sometimes in the Torah, Moshe is mentioned first. And that's what this section is bringing, talking about the heads of their father's houses. Section 10, know therefore this day and consider it in your heart. Verse 89, Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Abba havo shekiche lelya chad v'vei osh pizayhu v'lud kamu de'ishtadlu Tadla, the Oraita, Patach Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Vyadata, Hayom, the Hashevota, El Vavecha, Ki Hashem, Hu Ha Elohim, Chai Kara Haki Mi Bae Le, Vyadata, Hayom, Ki Hashem, Hu Ha Elohim, the Hashevota, El Vavecha, Tu, V'hashevota El Ribach Mibaei Lei. One night, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Abba were in their lodgings in Lod. They awoke to study Torah. Rabbi Elazar opened the discussion, saying, know therefore this day, and consider it in your heart, the Hebrew is Lubavecha, that Hashem, he is Elohim. A verse from Devarim, chapter 4. He asked, this passage should have said, know therefore this day that Hashem, he is Elohim. And at the end, and consider it in your heart. Because the knowledge that Hashem is Elohim prepares one to consider it in the heart. So, and if he has already considered it in his heart, one most certainly has the knowledge. Also, it should have said, Libeka, heart spelled with one bet, not Levavecha, spelled with two bets. Verse 90. Ela Amar Moshe, I at ba'e lemekam, alda u'minda, ki Hashem hu, ha'elohim v'hashevota, elevavecha u'dein tinda, le'levavecha yetzer tov v'yetzer ra, dit kalil da b'da v'ihu, had k'dein dishkach, ki Hashem hu ha'elohim, deha it kalil da b'da, v'ihu had v'alda v'hashevota, elevavecha l'minda mila. He answers, but Moshe said, if you really want to understand this and know that Hashem is Elohim, then consider it in your heart, levavcha, and thus know it. For levavcha means the good inclination and evil inclination that dwell in the heart are included within one another and are one. And you shall love Hashem your Elohim with all your heart. The Hebrew is levavcha. Devarim chapter 6, meaning with both your inclinations, the good inclination and the evil inclination. Thus he should convert the evil attributes of the evil inclination to be good, namely to serve Hashem with them and not sin through them. Then certainly there is no more difference between the good inclination and the evil inclination, and they are one. Then you will find that Hashem is Elohim. The attribute of judgment, which is called Elohim, is included in Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is the attribute of mercy, because they are included the one within the other. As the evil inclination and the good inclination are combined in the heart, and they are one. So it cannot be known that Hashem is Elohim, except through considering it in the heart. Therefore, the passage mentioned first. And consider it in your heart to know through it that Hashem, he is Elohim. It's a difficult passage. It's metaphorical, but it's really not. Hashem hu Elohim. It's a passage that we say seven times on Yom Kippur. In English, it's a totally corrupted concept. God is God. What does it mean? Well, let me address it a little bit. God, the tetragrammaton, the four-letter name, is God, the name Elohim, the name of judgment. Or God, the essence of mercy, is God, the essence of judgment. How can we understand that concept of right column and left column are one? They're the same thing. Knowing how to understand that concept cannot be done intellectually. One has to know the truth of the statement. One has to know that the pain in one's life is coming from mercy. One has to know that the mercy in one's life, the miracles in one's life, is coming from judgment. One has to contemplate that in one's heart. One has to know with both inclinations, the good inclination and the evil inclination, that they are together, that they are in unity. that both good and evil are the same thing. They are creations of God, given to us for the sole purpose of learning and being given the gift of free choice. Verse 91. Tu'amar, Rabbi Elazar, Hayavin Avdin Begimuta Le'ela Maik Begimuta Dishmala La Itkalil Bimina Dietzera La Itkalil Dietzer Tov Begin Chovaihu Livne Nasha Ufgimu La Avde Elalon Mamash Hada Hu Diktiv Shichet Lo Lo Banav Mumam Bivyakol Avdei Vila Avdei Avdei Dila Yitmashech Alaihu Birkan Dilela Kamadi At Amar Vyatar Et Hashemayim Velo Yihye Matar Vila Avdei Deha Shemaya Nadle Lon Vilagarmaihu Birkan Ma Vyitzterich Vela natle le amshaka, le tata vadai mumam di nun, hayavini hu. Rabbi Elazar also said, the wicked cause a blemish above with their evil actions. What is the blemish? It is that the left is not included within the right above. It rather dominates by means of judgment by itself. This is because the evil inclination below is not included in the good inclination to work with it to draw good, as mentioned, because of the sins of the people who sin through the evil inclination and attract by it the dominion of judgment. And they do not cause a blemish above, but actually to themselves. This is the meaning of not his the corruption, but the blemish of his sons. Or his, which the Hebrew is lo with a vav, the corruption, not lo, the Hebrew is with an aleph, the blemish. This verse comes from Devarim chapter 32. First it is said that his the corruption, seemingly indicating that the blemish, that they blemish above, and then not the blemish of his sons, seemingly that they do not cause the blemish above. It is as if they cause a blemish, yet do not cause a blemish. They cause, that is, they bring about that blessings from above do not flow to them, as is written, and shut up the heavens that there be no rain. Devarim chapter 11. They damage the channels of sustenance above, yet they do not cause, because the heavens, namely the channels of above, receive for themselves as much blessings and sustenance as they need, but they do not receive sustenance to pour downward. Certainly this is not a blemish and flaw of the above, but rather it is a blemish of those wicked, and it is upon them that this flaw rests and not above. Seems like an obscure and convoluted passage. But it's really saying that the spiritual worlds are not harmed by the actions of a sin. And yet we've always been taught that when we do an avera, when we do a sin, we damage the spiritual worlds above. But the spiritual worlds are not damaged. It's only ourselves that is damaged. The flow of God's beneficence continues in the spiritual world. But the flow that we are to receive in the physical world is interrupted by the sin, by the action of corruption. And thus, that soul is the soul that must correct it. Chapter 92.
two lob bavav, dela it kalil yemina, ishmala begin dela it mashkun, rakan lutata lo be aleph, dahala natle, le it mashka, lutata e man garim da begin de chayavin, mafrishin yetzera mi yetzer tov, umita begin be yetzera. Also, it can be explained, his, which is the word lo with a vav, means that the right is not included in the left above, so that blessings are not drawn downwards. And to this is said his with a vav, not lo, the Hebrew is spelled with an aleph, since they do not receive blessings to draw to those below. Therefore they rest blemished. Who caused this? It is because the wicked separate the evil inclination from the good inclination and cleave to the evil inclination. Metaphors describing what's taking place as an effect of an evil action, as a sin, as an avera, as an action that is a desire to receive for oneself alone, and that causes the separation between the good inclination and the evil inclination, between the right and the left columns, between the flow that includes everything and the flow that stops only includes the spiritual. Chatze Yehuda, Ate Mesitra, Tishmala, Ve'itavak, Mimina, Begin, Lenatzcha, Amin Utavra, Chelechon, Ti'ila, Itavak, Mimina, La Yatvar, Chelechon, Ve'itema, Amai, Bimina, Vahashmala, Itar, Dinin, Bialma. Come and see, Yehuda has come from the left side, because Yehuda is the secret of Malchut, and Malchut originates in the left side, and he cleft to the right in order to overpower nations and break their power, for had he not cleft to the right, he would not break their power. And if you ask, why did he cleave to the right, seeing that it is the left that provokes judgments in the world, and why was not the left sufficient for him to break the power of the nations? Verse 94. Ela razada v'sha'ata dekudsha barichu dan luchu l'Yisrael la. Dan luchu ela v'sitra. Dishmala begin dihe dache. Lon dishmala umkarev. Bemina aval ishar. Amin dehe lon bemina. Umkarev lon dishmala. Besimanin. Besimanich. Ger tzedek dache lon bemina. Kima diktiv yemincha. Hashem ne adari bekoach. Yemincha Hashem tirat, Oyev mekarev, lon bishmala kema diamaran. He answers, but this is a secret. When the Holy One, blessed be He, judges Israel, He judges them only from the left side, in order to reject them with the left, and beckon them with the right. But with the other nations, He fends them off with the right, and draws them with the left. And this may be deduced from the proselyte by conviction, namely because when one of them becomes attracted to holiness and he converts, he is called a proselyte by conviction, literally a convert of righteousness. Righteousness is the name of the left aspect of Malchut. So we see that he attracts them with the left, and he explains he fends them off with the right, as it is written, your right hand, Hashem, is glorious in power. Your right hand, Hashem, has dashed the enemy in pieces. A verse from Shemot, chapter 15. He attracts them with the left, as we already said, that the one from among them who has come closer to Judaism is called a convert of righteousness, which is left. Begine kach Yehuda dihu mispar shemala itavak bimina umtalnoi lemina v'inun diime itabru kulhu lemina yisaskar dilae biorita dihi yemina diktiv mimino esh dat lamo zevulun diihu tamin tamik orita yemina kaf dalet aleph shok hayamin v'ad Yehuda itkeshar mesitra davida tafon b'mayim shemala b'mina. Therefore Yehuda, who is from the left side, combined with the right in order to subdue the nations, and his journeys were to the right of the standards. Those tribes that were with him all joined to the right. Yisachar toiled in Torah, which is right, as is written, from his right hand a fiery law unto them, Devarim chapter 33, and Zevulun, who supported the Torah, which is right. It is written the right thigh, Vayikra, chapter 7, because the right leg supports the right side of the body. Therefore, Yehuda was attached to this side and that side, namely to the left and the right, north, which is left, to water, which is right. The tribe of Yehuda walked on the right side. Along with the tribe of Yehuda came the tribe of Yisachar and the tribe of Zebulun. And all three, this verse is explaining how they relate to the right column. And yet, Yehuda is Malchut, which when not fulfilled, not connected, is from the tribe side of judgment, the left side without the fulfillment. Verse 96. Uven dechata legabe avo shara b'mina ve'it kashar ishmala ve'it tabak be ve'ad inun ve'ishtakahu imei inun shmala shimon dihu shmala b'sitra d'shor diktiv ufne shor b'chas mol gad shoka shmala k'tiv gad gadud digudech denu Uhu Yagud Yaked Yake Akev Haka Itabak Darom Be'esha Yeminam Bishmala. Reuben, who sinned against his father, dwelt in the right, which is Chesed. Because of the sin he connected with the left and clove to it. Therefore those who are with him in his standard are left. Shimon is left because of the living creatures. That was the face of the ox, which is Geburah, as is written, the face of an ox on the left side. Yeheskel, chapter 1. God is the left leg, namely Hod, as is written, God, raiders shall marod him, and he shall overcome at last, literally the heel, Bereshit, chapter 49. Overcoming is the action of the left, and heel is the leg. Thus south, clove to fire, right with the left. Verse 97. V'od ha d'amaran v'hashaveta el levavecha v'aklela lon kachada shemala mimina k'dein teda ki Hashem hu l'Elohim. Amar Rabbi Abba v'day hakihu v'hashtad yediyah hu acharon
Moshe.
Hu Moshe v'acharon. Rucha b'maya, umaya b'rucha. Mechave echad v'yad ketiv hu. And similarly, the purpose of what we said, and you shall lay on your heart, the Hebrew is lavavecha, spelled with two bets, is to include them together, the left and the right, and then you will know that Hashem, He is the Elohim. Rabbi Abba said, definitely it is so, and now it is understandable what is said. He is Aaron and Moshe. Shemot chapter 6. He is Moshe and Aaron, also in chapter 6. It is to teach that air, which is Tiferet, combined with water, which is Chesed, and water, which is Chesed, combined with air, which is Tiferet, to be one. Therefore, it is written, He. Air combined with water, and water combined with air, are the same thing. Moshe and Aaron is the same thing as Aaron and Moshe. Verse 98. Rabbi Abba patach v'yamar v'ahavta et Hashem Elohecha v'kol levavecha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol meyodecha v'chai gavna Haka itramiz Yehuda Kadisha v'azchara Hu levarnash le'achada Shema Kadisha Tadka ye'ot birchimu ila'a v'kol levavecha Da yemina usmala V'ikre yetzer tov v'yetzer ra V'kol nafshecha da Nefesh David v'it yehivat v'naihu U'l'chol me'odecha v'yachlela lon le'ela V'yatar dilet be'shira Haka hu Yehuda Shalin le'mircham le'kudsha barichu Hu kadka ye'ot. Rabbi Abba opens the discussion saying, and you shall love Hashem your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. A famous verse from Devarim chapter 6. It's also the same famous verse from the saying of the Shema. Similarly, what we said about the unification of right and left, the holy unification is also alluded to here, and it serves as an admonition to man to profess the unity of the holy name properly, with supernal love, with all your heart, namely with both your inclinations, which are right and left, and are called good inclination and evil inclination, and with all your soul. This is the soul of David that is placed between them. With all your might, meaning to join them, the right and the left, above, in the place where there is no limit. Verse 99, Tu uvachol me'adecha, da Yaakov di'ihu achid l'kol sitrin, v'kola hu Yehuda, shalim kadka ye'ot b'gine kach, hu acharon u'moshe, hu Moshe, v'acharon, kola hu chad b'la peruda. Another explanation of, and with all your might, this is Yaakov, namely Zeranpin, who is attached to all sides, to the right and to the left, being the central column, and is all, and it all is the complete unity, as it should be. Therefore, the passage says, He is Aaron and Moshe. He is Moshe and Aaron. It is all one, for they have united one with the other without division between them. That's the end of the section. A very metaphorical section. And I'm clear that I don't truly understand this, but it reminds me of the story of Rabbi Akiva, who, when the student came to him as he is being killed by the Romans in a very cruel manner, that of his skin being torn out with iron combs. As he is approached by a student who asks him, Rebbe, this is the reward of Torah. How can this be? And his answer to the student, get away from me, snake. All my life, I've wondered about levavcha, with all your strength, to love your God with all your strength, to love the God of mercy with all the power of the left side. I've not understood it, and I've wondered what it meant. And it is only now, through this revelation of Torah, by being allowed to die, Kedush Hashem, for the sanctification of for the name of Hashem, by being given this merit, it is only now that I understand the unity of God. It is only by seeking this level, Adonai Hu Elohim, do I reach the unity of this level. Section 11, take your rod, and it shall turn into a snake. It's verse 100. Ki yedaber elechem paro lemor. Rabbi Yehuda patach v'amar, ma ahavti, toratecha kol hayom hi, shichati uktiv chatzot, laila akum lechodot, lach al mishpatei tzidkecha. Tachate Davidi hu Malka, di Israel v'itztarich l'medan, ama l'davra, lon l'Yisrael, geraya, d'badtufar, ane, d'la istun, me'orcha, d'kshot, ha balayla, k'tiv hatzot, laila akum l'chodot, lach al mishpate tzidkecha, Vihu itasak v'yoraita uktushbachan dekudsha barichu al de'ate tzafra. When Pharaoh shall speak to you, it shall turn into a snake. Shemot chapter 7. Rabbi Yehuda opened the discussion saying, how I love your Torah. It is my meditation all the day. Tehillim, chapter 119. And it is written, at midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous laws. A different verse in this chapter 119 of Tehillim. Come and see, David is the king of Israel, and he has to judge the people. To lead the children of Israel as a shepherd leads his sheep, so that they will not turn off the way of truth. And at night it is written, at midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous laws. And he occupied himself with the Torah and praised the Holy One, blessed be he, until morning. That is the whole discussion of the title verse. Take your rod and it shall turn into a snake. I do not understand it. Baruch Hashem. Bezrat Hashem, one day I will. Section 12, Midnight and Day. Verse 101. Vayihu itar tzafra kema diktiv ura kevodi ura hanezel v'kinor Aira Shakar Kadate Yimama Amar Chai Kara Ma Ahavti Teratecha Kol Hoyom Hi Shekik Sikati Mai Kol Hayom Hi shichati ela mikan olifna. The call mandis tadal beoraita. Eish lama dina al burye. Ki ilu kayen oraita. Kola bakich kol hayom hi shichati. He wakened the dawn, as is written, wake up, my glory, awake the harp and the lyre. I will awake the dawn, Tehillim, chapter 57. And when day came, he said this passage, how I love your Torah, it is my meditation all the day. He asked, what is the meaning of it is my meditation all the day? He answers, from here we learn that all who study the Torah, to complete and clarify the law with lucidity, it is as though they fulfilled the entire Torah. Therefore, the verse says, it is my meditation all the day, because he was occupied with elucidating the law. The Ari teaches that each mitzvah, all 248 positive mitzvot, and all 365 negative do not do mitzvot, must be completed by each soul in order to complete their tikkun. Now, if we truly understand the mitzvot, there are mitzvot that can only be done in the land of Israel. But there are many generations born and died in exile. How can they complete a mitzvah that can only be done in the land? There are many mitzvot that can only be done by the king. There are many mitzvot that can only be done by a priest. And some can only be done by the high priest. How can we understand this teaching of the Ari that it must be completed, and yet we're told that you can complete your tikkun in one lifetime? And that's the understanding from this verse I just read, that the study of the mitzvah is as if you have accomplished and completed and done physically the action of the mitzvah, which comes to understand the halakha that teaches that if you go to a mikveh or you go to do any mitzvah and are unable to complete it because the door of the mikveh is locked, or for any other reason you are prevented from performing the mitzvah, the halakha says you receive the light as if you've done the mitzvah. A very strange halakha, and yet very clear and simple to understand when we learn the truth of our universe. Everything is consciousness, and there is nothing outside the consciousness of God. And as our consciousness expands, we will grow to the point where there will be nothing outside our own consciousness. Verse 102, Tachate b'yoma ishtadal b'yoraita, b'yashlama dinin b'lelya, ishtadal b'shirin b'tushbachan, Adiate Yamama Memtet Ko Yama Itasak Li Ashlama Dinin Begin Liak Lila Shemala Bamina Belelya Begin Li Achlila Daga Delelya Bimama. Come and see, by day he was occupied with the Torah to carry out justice, and at night he was occupied with songs and praises. Until day came. What was the reason? It was because he was occupied all day to complete and clarify the laws, which are the aspect of the left, in order to include the left in the right, because day is the aspect of right, which is chesed. By night he was occupied with praises, which are chasadim, in order to include the grade of the night, which is judgment, with day, which is chesed. Verse 103, V'tachatzei v'yomei, V'David malka chava mikarev kol inun chayto sadai legabei yama kevan V'yata shlomo nafak yama V'id male v'yashke luhu chay Minayhu it shakyan v'kadmeta ha ukmuha Ilein taninaya rav ravin Ilain adiktiv bahu umilu et hamayim bayamim. And come and see, in the days of King David, he brought close all the beasts in the field, who inhabited the three worlds, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, to the sea, which is Malchut. When Solomon arrived and the Nukva was in her fullness in his days, the sea, which is the Nukva, flowed and became full, meaning that it ascended to supernal Abba and Ima, and watered them, for there is its absolute fulfillment. Then all the inhabitants of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya ascended to Atzilut and received their sustenance from the sea. He asked, which was watered first? He answered, it was already explained that they are the supernal great crocodiles, about which it is written, and fill the waters in the seas. They are Metatron and Sandalphon of Bria, who are superior to all the inhabitants of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Metaphorical verse describing the unity of everything. That during the time of King Solomon, when the temple was in existence, that all of the worlds elevated to the world above it. There was a revelation of the light of the world above in the world below in a balanced way. And it's understanding this cause and effect. It's understanding that by receiving, one is sharing. That there is right and left in together in unity. That by receiving, one activates sharing. This concept, and all of these concepts of right and left together, all of this is part of the energy of this week. That's the end of section 12, midnight and day. It's also the end of our study tonight. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen be amen. Does anybody have any questions? I wish you all well. We will be having a study tomorrow night at 10. And then next week we will start changing that study on Thursday night to 11 p.m. and rather than 10 p.m. And I know it's quite late for the use on you on the East Coast, and also maybe even for you in Europe, but my schedule starting next week, there's a class that I need to attend prior to giving this class. So we'll try it for next week on Thursday at 11 o'clock